general fiasco. Let's have a wee taster.
I'm not made of ice. I can't see what's going on all the time. And I know we should stay inside. Well, let us go. It's all right, it's all right. Let us go. You're ever so shy. Let us go. You're ever so shy. You keep it inside. It's more than just lies. You're ever so cool. And I'll be a fool if you let me. Hey!
Yeah, General Fiasco in. Good afternoon, boys.
How's it going?
How you doing? Fresh from playing, did you do the Olympic Torch event at the City Hall?
Yeah, we did. We did all the Olympic Torch shows in Northern Ireland.
Did you?
Yeah, we did Derry, London, Derry, Portrush,
and you're in Belfast, and then one in Glasgow as well.
Did one in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. How do you manage to get that? I'm sure every other band was going, you know, gurgur.
I think someone from Coke, one of the reps, just approached our management, because I think the idea was just to kind of get like a lot of young bands and artists kind of involved in it, and we were happy to.
Brilliant stuff. Well, you know, good gigs, high profile. Most of them were on TV and all as well.
Yes,
so,
plenty of people.
Good stuff. So the new album, Unfaithfully Yours,
yeah.
How long did it take you to get it together?
Quite a long time, I think. After we'd finished sort of touring the first album, it's kind of just been like ongoing up until like the end of March, whenever we finally finished it, had it back mastered. But it kind of, it's just one of those things, you just write so many songs that you just drop songs out and drop songs out. And
but I mean, a lot of people say the first album's pretty easy because it's basically a collection of ideas you've been wanting to get out there for years.
Yeah.
Then the second one's like, right.
Yeah, you kind of got to sort of take into consideration how people perceive you and how people are going to treat what you do differently and, you know, make better music and better songs. But
yeah, I think people say, talking about a difficult second album, and we thought we were flying for a while and going, I don't know what that's all about. But whenever we actually got down to it, it was quite a lot of work.
When you're getting a second album together, because, you know, the first one's done so well for you, are you conscious of, listen, we have these ideas, but we don't want to leave the fans of the first album behind, kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of, you have to sort of strike a balance, I guess. We didn't want to make the same record as we did the first time around. We definitely wanted to do something a little bit different, and I think we've done that. But it's about sort of making new fans as well as sort of trying to hold on to the old ones.
Yeah.
And also just like making music like for yourself as well, as selfish as that sounds. You know, I think we have to obviously enjoy playing it.
If you're going to go out and play it every single night for weeks on end, you kind of sort of have want to like it to some degree.
For a while.
You're supposed to. You got to. It's a whole thing of compromises. Old fans, new fans, the stuff that you like, you know, you just got to.
But I also think whenever you write the songs, you know what's like good and what's your best stuff, and I think you have to listen to that as much as anything else. I think whenever the four of us get together and we kind of go, that's we like that song,
does it come as unanimous as that, or do you have fights about, I demand that this song goes on, or, you know?
I think like people always have, you know, like their like moments and their favorite kind of ones, but I think after a while, once kind of the dust settles, it sort of becomes clear just collectively like what's going to be the strongest,
which are the strong songs.
Yeah, you can have a couple of tracks that feel the same, I guess, and then by the time you put the album together, there's maybe two songs that are just kind of, you know, cousins or brothers, they're the same song more or less. So you just got to go, right, which one's going to make a bigger impact, or which is just a better song.
Are you swayed at all by the songs that work best on a live show?
See, that was something that didn't really happen as much with this, because we'd kind of finished touring. The first record, we kind of had toured and gigged those songs so many times, we knew, you know, what got the best crowd response, whereas this we were just writing to like write the best songs. We didn't really take into consideration what's going to be big live, and so we didn't get to do that in this record.
Yeah, well, the thing is, your profile in Northern Ireland is pretty big. What's it like when you go further afield? I mean, you said you played Glasgow. Are people familiar with this stuff as much as they are here, kind of thing?
Yeah, almost. I'd say outside of like Belfast, Glasgow would kind of be like our like second biggest territory. All the major cities, like your Manchester, Glasgow's, London's, like up and down Newcastle, they would all be very good for us. And then obviously it's like anywhere else, sort of smaller you go, the less people that go to gigs and stuff. But we do okay. It's obviously something we'd kind of want to build on. You always want to play bigger shows. But we're fortunate that we can kind of go out there and play those cities to about 250, like 400 people a night, you know.
That's pretty big, and it seems to be sort of ever expanding, if you like, you know. The appeal is growing.
Yeah, it's as long as it's not moving backwards, I think that's the main
thing. Yeah, exactly. Well, the gigs you're doing locally, you're in the Stiff Kitten on Friday night. That's an over 18 show.
Yeah.
And then the Mandela Hall on Saturday, and it's all ages kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's maybe plus 14.
Aye, so 14 and up. Aye.
But if you're 13, come along anyways, because they'll not check your ID.
Oh, he's going to start murder now. There'll be 11-year-olds turning up. The man from the group says we can get in, you know. I mean, not many bands bother to do an all-ages show. Is it something you're conscious of, that there are loads of kids out there who love the music?
I think it's more a thing here in Northern Ireland, just to do with licensing and being able to put on shows like that, whereas like across the water, it's kind of, it's more shows, the done thing than not, just all the big academy shows and even bars. It's always 14 plus. It's seldom we'll do like an 18 plus show unless it's like a club show, you know, on a Friday night at midnight or something.
Yeah.
But
let's face it, that's a lot of your audience who are going to be downloading the music and everything else, you know.
Yeah,
it'll be
absolutely.
The young end of the teen market kind of thing.
Yeah, I think like at that age, that's whenever you probably care most, you're the most passionate about music as you probably will be your whole life.
Okay, what band, when you were, say, 13, 14, what band were you sort of really mad about?
Blink-182, probably. They've been a big one.
For shame. And anybody else, like anybody decent? No?
I would say Nirvana. That's
Nirvana, probably, that's good. You can stay.
Right.
I was probably something like either Thin Lizzy or Red Hot Chili Peppers or something
like
that.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Quiet man.
I was listening to The Offspring quite a lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, American kind of stuff. Thin Lizzy, we'll go with that. Okay. Blink 182. You just like because of Flicey drumming and everything else, you know?
No? I never got there myself, but I certainly appreciate it.
No, that's good stuff, lads. You going to play a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play a track off the new album. It's called Hollows.
Good stuff. Let's hear it.
Good start.
The glow of us trees are the only light. Just like these little sparks, we are still burning out. Another reason to be putting up with this. If your conscience speaks, try and smother it. The body breaks down, body wants to shake out. Maybe I will catch it, maybe I will fall asleep. Another reason to be standing on the edge. Don't what a way to let you down. And I know this won't get better. It's alright, we won't get better too. And I go and I go and I go for it. And my heart and my heart and my heart beats late. I won't, I'll be somebody else. And I go, and I go for it. And my heart, and my heart, and my heart beats less. I won't, I'll be somebody else. If we can find hollows in this little heart of mine, what a way to let you down. I know this won't get better. It's alright, we won't get better. If we can find hollows in this little heart of mine, what a way to let you down. And I know this won't get better. It's alright, we won't get better too. And I go for it, and my
Good stuff. Thanks very much, boys. That's Hollows. The new album is called Unfaithfully Yours, folks. General Fiasco in the Stiff Kitten on Friday, Mandela Hall on Saturday. Boys, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers
Thank
now.
You.